Eli, you guys didn't start off the first couple of series. It was pretty slow. And then you changed the tempo. What does it mean for offensive and you guys can go quicker tempo?
Yeah, I thought that was what we needed. And, you know, coach did a good job just saying, hey, we're going to go fast and get up there and get the ball snapped. And I think that helps out our offensive line, you know, gets our receivers going, gives us plenty of time to see what the defense is doing, get the good plays, better plays. So, went against a good defense and, guys, we all hit a couple big plays. And, so I think it was fun. It's fun to get out there and see our guys, making the plays that we expect them to do. And, it was a big win for us.
Eli, of course a win comes first, but you achieved some personal history today. You know, you joined the 300-touchdown club. You passed Elway in the process. You passed Drew Bledsoe in completions. How does it feel to make your name alongside these NFL legends?
You know, my focus is really just on this season, on this team, you know, going out there getting a win. So when I'm done playing, I'll look back and see where I stand maybe or maybe not. I don't know. But, my focus is, hey, getting this win, getting this season back on track and getting to where we want to get this year.
What's it like watching the way Odell played today, and especially that second half you had?
Yeah, that was fun. That's what we expect him to do. And we got some looks that we wanted, and we were able to get to a couple plays that we've kind of had on the shelf for a few weeks. We just never quite haven't got the looks that we wanted to get to him. And today we got some of those and then converted on them. So it was good to see him make some big time plays in crucial moments. You know, nothing better than just catching a slant and going, whatever it was, 67 yards or for a touchdown to get the game winning play.
That first one where he kind of sat down and then spun off it.
Yeah, just a double move off a play we run, a pretty good bit, and so finally got a look that we could get to it. So. Tried to move the safety left a little bit and came back to him. He had good patience, kind of waiting on my eyes, and kind of lulled the corner to sleep, and then did a little whirly bird out of it, and able to hit him in stride, make the corner miss, and go score the touchdown. So big play at that moment.
How do you usually run the double move off of that? I mean, you say you run that play off, but do you run the double move off, or is that kind of right?
It's kind of one of those we've had on the shelf for 3 or 4 weeks, just haven't got the look that we wanted to get to that, and finally got it today.
You know, how did it feel to have Roger Lewis Jr. get involved in the offense and get him his first NFL grab, which also happened to be a touchdown?
Yeah, it was good to get Roger. He's been doing a good job. Did some good things training camp and early on, and kind of waiting for his opportunity to get in there. And had some things where he was going to get in anyway with some four receiver stuff, but. Today he pops in there and, all of a sudden, good job knowing the offense, knowing the plays, not really a play we've run a whole lot, really put it in this week where he stepped up, knew what to do, did a good job beating man coverage and making a catch, getting the touchdown. So a big play at that time on a third down conversion and a touchdown.
When you break the huddle for the one that went to the game, at 4th and 1, are you just thinking he's going to sit down in that spot and just get the first down, or do you think when you're on the line that this could go?
Yeah, you're just trying to get, trying to get 1 yard. So trying to, look at the defense a little bit. And, so they're playing man-to-man and, opportunity one-on-one with your best player on a slant route. And he did a good job beating the guy, making him fall down. And then, you hit him in stride, good things happen. And, it's tough to make a play in the safety. And he outruns everybody, gets a touchdown, a huge play. And the team needed it.
On that play, you had time to look away from him, or is he – Coach Manning said he's the first in your progression. It looked like he might have been broken away from him, isn't it?
Just trying to see what they were doing. They had, we had a good play to the left as well, both the, but the linebacker, I thought they might, try to, keep a guy over to his side, the linebacker and the nickel. Both ran with their running back and knew I had one-on-one at that point with Odell. Safety coming down to guard the tight end, so I knew there was going to be a lot of space in there where I could, even if he had to, take a little time to work, have a great opportunity to give him the ball. And, he did a good job winning and hitting the play.
On your second interception, did you and Shepard have any conversation after that play? It feels as though he got grabbed on that one.
No, just, unfortunate. Probably could have hit Odell for the first down on the right side. Saw the safety kind of working that side. Knew I had, one-on-one Shepard on a corner route. And, maybe got a little greedy at that point. And, try to put it up for him, make a play. looks like his feet got tangled. I'm fortunate. It ended up in an interception. Defense did a good job just holding them to a field goal at that point.
Why do you think it wasn't working early? I mean, it took you 20 minutes to get a first down. What were you seeing that kind of made it difficult for you guys?
Well, I think, we just didn't have, just couldn't convert on some third downs. Had some third and longs. Obviously the first play, have a fumble. Had a completion there. So, we just couldn't quite get the third down going. They had a couple blitzes. They got to us some, where we're going to have to throw hot or get it out quick. And, it's just football. Sometimes it doesn't work out exactly the way you want. And, weren't quite sure how they were going to play, what their scheme was. But eventually settled down, started playing fast and making plays.
I know so much happened after it. That fourth and five to Cruz early on, when Odell goes out, the fact that you guys decided to go for it there, it seemed like you looked to put a little extra on that. You had a tight window. How big of a play was that?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely right there. Needed something going. Hadn't had a whole lot. Finally got a good drive, going right there, and had a fourth down. And, appreciate, Coach McAdoo having faith in us that we can execute. And Odell goes out, but put Victor over there and ran a good route and a big play right there getting that fourth down conversion.
400 yards passing, a game-winning drive, a couple touchdowns. I know it's hard to assess your own performance, but when you take a step back, how do you feel you did in this game?
Well, I thought I had some good plays. When we had some guys open, hit the plays that we needed to. So, still some things to clean up and get better. But I thought made good decisions, threw the ball accurately, and made the plays we needed to win the game.
Going to London this week. What do you think you guys gonna have to do preparation wise to just adjust for the time zone?
Yeah, we just got to do a great job. Obviously, early in the week, make sure we're getting our preparation. Just because once you take that trip and get over there, things are going to be off a little bit. You're not in your own facility. So make sure we have our great preparation while we're here in the States. Getting our sleep, getting hydrated, doing all the things we got to do. Because once we get over there, it's going to be different. I think we'll do a good job. We got a good team, good leadership, and we'll handle that and make sure we're prepared. But we just got to know that it's going to be a work trip once we get over there, and we got to do everything to prepare while we're here in the States.
Why do you think you guys were able to stay with it today? I mean, three-game losing streak, some calls going against you guys, especially on defense. I mean, how do you think you guys stayed with it mentally?
Yeah, that was big. That's what you have to do. You have to be mentally tough. You got to stay with it. You got to believe. You got to believe that we're going to make the plays that we need to. Defense did a great job getting stops, offensively, same thing. We didn't start off great, but we had a good rhythm. We were going. We were making plays. Had some unfortunate plays, but we bounced back and made the plays that we needed to. And so that's what we have to do in this league. It's not always going to be easy. It's going to be tough at times. It's going to be, lulls where you're playing great, you're not playing great, but you just got to believe that you can do it every time and make the plays that you need to make to win the game.